Adventures in Odyssey.
I believe if we revise the field in this column, we'll be able to compute the actual value, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, that's a good idea, Eugene. I'm sure Jack and Joanne will appreciate all your help. This new inventory system will make it so much easier for them to close down their antique shop.
Admittedly, it is a rather bittersweet assignment. I'm sorry they're leaving us.
Oh, well, they'll be back from time to time.
Good.
They just want to travel, you know, enjoy their retirement.
Good morning.
Oh.
Greetings, Miss Kendall.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Whit, Joanne is downstairs. She said she has something to drop off.
Oh, okay.
What's that?
The security system.
Indeed. The sensors in the tunnel are flashing.
The tunnel in the basement?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you had it closed off.
Oh, I had new security doors put in.
But what, pray tell, is setting off the sensor?
Oh, it's probably a rabbit or a mole. It happens from time to time. I'll go take care of it.
Okay, but don't forget about Joanne.
No, I won't.
Why do I get the feeling that there are things going on that I don't know about?
Perhaps because there are things going on that you don't know about?
That helps.
Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning, Whit. I brought those boxes of books for you.
Ah.
They're in the car. I'll need some help bringing them in, though.
Oh, sure.
I brought 10 of them.
10 boxes? Woo.
That's only the half of what we have.
Well, on behalf of all the patrons of the library at Wood's End, I thank you. It's a generous thing for you and Jack to do.
You're very welcome. Whit, I saw something unusual on the way over.
Uh-huh.
I think I saw Jason driving through town this morning.
Jason? As in my son?
Is he in town?
Well, I don't think so. But you never know with Jason.
Oh, I'd love to see him if he's around. It's been a long time, and, well, once I join Jack on the road, who knows when our paths will cross again.
Where is Jack now?
Still in Scotland.
Hmm.
I think he has his eye on a cottage for us to rent for a couple of months, providing we can get the antique shop sorted out.
Well, it doesn't seem fair that you have to deal with the shop while he goes off to foreign lands.
Actually, I'm better with this kind of organization, and he's better with organizing the travel. We're working in our strengths.
Got it. Well, if you'll drive the car around back, I'll unload those boxes.
Happily.
Should do it. I'll keep them here in the workshop until I can go through them properly.
Oh.
Thanks for your help, Joanne.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, Eugene is finishing up your new inventory program. He'll bring it over to the shop sometime today.
Wonderful. I'm sure it'll be a big help. Are you coming back up?
No, I need to organize a few things down here. Thanks again.
Oh, that's okay. Bye.
Bye. Now, let's see about that tunnel. Okay, little bunny rabbit, you can come out now.
Hi, Dad.
Hello, son.
Oh. So how did you know I was here?
Well, the security sensors in the tunnel flagged you. How did you know the code for the door?
Because I know you.
Did you just fly in?
No, actually, I drove.
All the way from Washington?
Uh-huh. It was therapeutic. Music and the open highway. Just exactly what I needed.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. I did it, Dad. I quit the agency.
Haven't I heard that before?
Well, maybe, but you won't hear it again. That last case in London, it undid me. I'm really on the ragged edge, Dad. I need some rest. I want to live a normal life again. More than anything, I want to reconnect with God.
Well, you know I'll help however I can. Do you need a key to the house?
Well, actually, Dad, I've decided to stay at a cabin up by Trickle Lake.
Huh.
I need some time alone to pray, to think, to read.
Sure, of course.
Oh, and it's probably best if no one finds out that I'm here.
Well, that might not be so easy. Joanne Allen thought she saw you this morning.
Oh.
She and Jack are leaving town, you know.
Yeah, you told me that the last time we talked. Well, that's sad to hear.
Yeah. Hey,
Will! Oh, step back in the tunnel. I'll close the door behind you.
Okay.
I'll be right there, Connie.
I'll call you with the address to the cabin.
Okay.
So, did you find out what was in the tunnel?
Yes, I took care of it. What can I do for you?
Well, I thought I heard a voice. You were talking to someone.
Was I?
And it sounded like Jason.
Did it?
Whit, you're answering my questions with questions.
Am I?
You said the other day that Jason might show up. Where is he?
Well, if he came back, but didn't want anyone to know it right now, would you understand that?
Is Jason working on another case? He's not in trouble, is he?
If he were here, let's just say he might need time to himself to regroup spiritually. Can we leave it at that?
I guess. Should I be worried?
Oh, you know what they say about worrying. It never helped anything. Praying is much better.
So I should be worried.
I didn't say that.
Look, you told me to pray for him, which means something is wrong. You know, it's hard feeling left out of everything.
I know. And in this case, you wouldn't be the only one, since Jason doesn't want anyone to know he's in town, if he were here at all.
Got it.
Connie, I mean no one.
I can keep a secret. Why don't people think I keep secrets?
Well,
Jason Whitaker's back in town?
Shh, keep your voice down, Eugene. You really didn't know.
No.
I'm surprised. Whit always seems to tell you things he doesn't tell me.
Hmm?
Especially when they're supposed to be a secret.
Oh? Well, if it's secret, then why are you telling me?
Because I assumed you already knew.
And now I do know. But why is it a secret? Is he working on another case or hiding from one of the many fugitives who would like to hunt him down?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I'm worried.
Oh? Why?
Because Whit asked me to pray for Jason, and he wouldn't have asked me to do that unless Jason needed prayer, which means he's dealing with something hard.
Your logic, as usual, is impeccable. Wrong, but impeccable.
Huh?
We're meant to pray about everything, not just trouble. You've made a huge assumption, Connie, which is often problematic, as you should know from past experience.
What are you saying?
I'm only suggesting that
you go back... Yeah, okay, I know what you're suggesting, but if Jason is here and in trouble, I want to help him.
Hi.
Good afternoon, Miss Wise.
Penny.
You are jumping to conclusions.
Oh, about what?
Jason's return to Odyssey.
Connie!
Jason's back?
Oh,
really?
Yeah, it's a secret. Penny, don't tell anybody.
Okay. Just one question.
What?
Who's Jason?
Whit's son. You've heard me talk about him.
Oh, yeah, okay. Good, because I was afraid it might be another ex-fiancé or something.
No. Only have one of those. He was never like that. More like a big brother that I hardly ever get to see.
He was the undercover agent in the counterfeit case, remember?
Oh, him. The scruffy-looking guy that we let out of the crate.
Uh-huh.
Well, he doesn't always look like that. Though, come to think of it, I'm not sure what he looks like now. I guess it depends on why he's here.
You don't know why he's here?
No. That's part of the secret. And I'm worried about him.
Which was the point of our conversation when you came in, Penny. May I suggest that it is none of our business?
Right.
Huh. So, having made my usual attempt to convince you that you should leave things alone, Miss Kendall, I shall now depart and leave you to do exactly the opposite.
Oh, psh. Why don't you go invent cold fusion or something?
I'm off to J&J Antiques to install the new inventory program. Should I invent cold fusion, you shall hear about it.
Bye.
Farewell.
Bye now. So, when do we see Jason?
Penny, no.
I don't think it's very nice for him to come back and hide right under your nose.
Well, I'm sure he has his reasons.
Do you know any of them?
Well, no.
Then I'm sure he wouldn't mind if you happened to drop by. Where's he staying?
Penny, didn't you hear any of what we just said? Whit made it clear that Jason is here secretly, and he needs to be alone. And I want to prove to Whit and Eugene that I can respect that.
Even though you're worried about him?
Well, yeah. Oh, this is awful. I didn't realize until now how much I've missed him.
I think you should see him.
Oh, I'd like to, but I won't.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that.
There, Joanne. Now, any questions about the inventory program?
No, I don't think so.
You'll notice that I've linked it directly to the other antique networks on the internet.
Oh,
this is amazing, Eugene. I may be able to sell everything before I leave.
If it will delay your departure, then I will remove the program.
Oh, you're sweet.
Well, likewise, I'm sure. Shall we input an item?
Sure.
Then please sit down.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Oh, no need to be. Now, with what item would you like to commence?
How about these? Matching Art Deco white gold cufflinks.
Good. That goes under the jewelry category. There.
Right. You know, these belong to Jason Whitaker. He gave them to us before he left.
Indeed.
I thought I saw him today.
Huh?
Do you know if Jason's back in town, Eugene?
Well, as you know, it's very hard to determine if or when Jason is ever in town. I mean, his work tends to make him rather secretive.
So he is in town.
Oh, no, I didn't say that.
You didn't say he isn't? No. Oh, why is he here? Do you know?
I don't.
I hope he isn't working on another case. He needs a vacation. Mm. If everything I've heard is true...
You've heard something about Jason? Was Connie here?
Connie? What about her?
Oh, nothing. Only that she's worried in a very general sense about Jason. Now, shall we continue inputting your inventory?
Well, let's see. 2 14-carat rose gold diamond rings.
Very interesting type of diamond. Do you know what kind they are?
Pomona diamonds from the mine in South Africa. Eugene, the screen is flashing at me. What did I do wrong?
Let me see. It's an alert from the FBI.
Oh?
Your rings triggered a warning.
Huh.
Apparently, local dealers are being cautioned about a jewelry scam.
Oh?
I'll link to the actual report. Allow me, if I may.
Wait, here, sit down.
Okay, thank you. All right. It would seem that a scam artist approaches a jewelry store with fake diamonds and claims he wants them appraised. He then engages the jeweler in a casual conversation about diamonds in general and persuades the jeweler to open the glass case to compare the diamonds. Through some sort of diversion, he subsequently switches the fake diamonds for the real ones and departs.
Oh.
Evidently, this has happened all over the area.
Well, look at the drawing of the suspect.
Hmm?
This is the man who sold us the diamonds.
Oh.
Eugene, do you see?
Huh?
The hair, the glasses, the waistcoat.
Hmm?
He looks like you.
Huh? No, frankly, I don't see the resemblance. They seem to be suggesting that the Pomona diamonds in particular have been used by the thief. Have you had these appraised?
Oh, I was going to, but I've been busy with everything else.
This is very interesting. A widespread jewelry scam, and Jason has come back to town.
Do you think he's here to investigate it?
Well, it's possible, even likely, considering Jason's history. The last time he was in Odyssey, we all helped him thwart a counterfeit scheme. Perhaps he'll need our help now.
Well, should we contact him about these jewels?
If Jason is working undercover, we might put him in danger of exposure by contacting him. Perhaps I should speak with Mr. Whitaker first.
But what should we do with these diamonds?
Well, if they're truly part of the scam, then Jason should see them. He'll want the details about the man who sold them to you. I should have them appraised as well. For all we know, they're genuine. Leave it to me.
Well, if you're sure...
Of course I'm sure. Besides, if it'll help Jason, then I'm pleased to be involved.
So that's my idea. I think we should find out where Jason is staying and arrange for Connie to see him.
Well, it sounds like a great idea, Penny. You know, apart from Jason's being here a secret that may or may not involve some sort of personal trauma, and Whit cautioning Connie not to worry, and Eugene suggesting that she shouldn't assume anything and mind her own business.
Spoken like a true man.
Oh, thank you.
Are you going to help me or not?
Oh, sure.
I need you to find out where Jason is staying.
Okay, how will I do that?
Use your charm, good nature.
Oh, don't forget my cunning detective skills.
And those, to get the information from Whit.
You left out my stunning good looks.
Just go.
Oh, okay. Oh, hi, it.
Oh, hello.
You need some help loading the car there?
No. Just this one box.
Oh, but it looks heavy.
Oh, it's filled with books.
Oh, I see books for you to read. I thought you've read all the books there are to read.
Well, they're for someone else.
Oh, I see. He must be someone who has a lot of time to read.
Well, he does at the moment.
Oh, and I see you've also packed some fishing poles.
Oh, well, he may want to do some fishing.
Ooh, a trickle lake, I assume. You know that dropping the line on the west side of the lake gives him a better chance of catching a fish than the east side.
No, the south side is pretty good, too, which is closer to where he's staying.
I see. One of the cabins?
Oh, that's right. Booten, this doesn't feel like a casual conversation. Is there something you want to know?
Yeah, but I'll ask you another time. You know, when you're not so busy taking books and fishing poles to someone on the south side of Trickle Lake.
And some groceries. They're in the back seat.
Oh, a perfect place for groceries. I'm sorry if I sound nosy.
No, you sound like Booten.
Oh, good, because anybody else who looked like Booten but sounded like someone else would be very suspicious.
Uh-huh. Well, I ought to be going.
Oh, thanks. Tell Jason I said hi.
I will. What?
Oops.
So, Jason's at Trickle Lake. Wow, I'm amazed you outsmarted Whit.
Oh, yeah, well, about that.
He knows you know?
Yeah, he asked me to respect Jason's privacy.
Which you will. Did he tell you where Jason is at Trickle Lake?
Oh, of course not. I figured that out by myself. He's number three.
Well, how do you know that?
Oh, simple deduction, Benny.
Oh, you deliver the mail up there, and you know which cabin gets rented out to visitors.
Yeah, okay, but I had a far more impressive answer prepared.
Now all we have to do is talk to Connie.
Great, about what?
Wait, here she comes. Oh, I'm late. Is Whit still here?
He was in the back loading up the car.
Oh, good. What are you two doing?
Planning our picnic.
Oh, you're going on a picnic?
We're going on a picnic.
Huh?
This afternoon.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, sure. Remember? Remember. You remember the three of us up at Trickle Lake on the south side?
Oh, yeah. It's better fishing there.
We're going to fish?
No.
Oh, well, I have to check with Whit.
Okay, but don't mention where you're going.
Why not?
It's a surprise.
A surprise for who? The three of us know. What are you up to?
If we told you, then you'd talk us out of it.
Well, then you have to tell me.
Not this time. Come with us and find out.
Oh, you're making me nervous.
Why would you be nervous about a picnic, silly girl?
Man, you know what they say about being nervous.
No, I don't, and I don't want to.
Oh, well, that's just as well, because I couldn't remember the expression anyway, but I know it was bad.
Come in.
Hi, son.
Hey, Dad. So you found it all right, huh?
Yeah, I followed the construction equipment in. Did you know they're building another cabin nearby?
No, but I'm sure it'll be all right.
Yeah. Oh, I brought a few things for your stay. They're in the car.
Oh, thanks.
This is a nice cabin.
Oh, I know. It's perfect, isn't it? The view of the lake, the mountains behind me. No criminals to chase.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you're certainly on your own, apart from the construction workers setting up outside. Well, I'm impressed, son. It's not easy to do what you're doing.
Well, thanks. What am I doing?
Well, you're getting away from it all to be alone with God.
Oh, and why wouldn't that be easy?
Well, you've been very busy in the last few years. You haven't had a lot of time alone. To go from that to this, well, it's like running a marathon without warming up to it.
What are you saying? I can't handle it?
No, I'm saying not to be discouraged if you have a hard time with the silence, the struggle you might have to concentrate on prayer.
Dad, are you trying to talk me out of this?
Not at all. I'm proud of you for wanting to do this. I'm only saying that the spiritual disciplines are called disciplines for a reason. They require work. Times of solitude aren't always restful. But you know all that.
Sure. You want some coffee?
No, thanks, but no, I can't stay.
Oh,
I could.
Well, no. That's all right.
Well, are you sure?
Yeah. I'll be fine, Dad. I mean, come on. How hard can it really be?
Well, let me know when you find out. This is John Whitaker.
Good afternoon, Mr. Whitaker. This is Eugene Meltzner.
Oh, hi, Eugene. I'm on my way back to the shop.
I was calling to say that I won't be there. I have an errand to run for Joanne Allen.
Oh?
Yes, she's concerned about a set of diamonds she bought. They may be part of a jewelry scam.
Joanne is involved in a jewelry scam?
Oh, no, of course not. But she's concerned about the jewels.
You're breaking up, Eugene.
Believe my battery is low. If you can hear me, Mr. Whitaker, if I might be candid with you, I know that Jason has returned to Odyssey.
Oh, I see. Connie, huh?
Oh, she only mentioned it because she's worried about him.
Well, I told her not to worry.
How is he doing with his, mission?
Well, it's hard to tell. He's alone, and I'm not sure he understands what he's getting himself into.
Oh, and he's trying to do it all alone?
Well, he's determined. You know how Jason can be.
Oh, indeed, I do.
But considering all he's been through, I hope he gets the break he needs.
Yes, a break, or a breakthrough, and I may have something to assist him.
What did you say?
I want to help him. With permission, I'd like to speak with him.
I'll check.
Mr. Whitaker, the line is breaking up.
Look, we'll talk when you get back to Wits End.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker. I should turn this hour.
Why do I get the feeling we were talking about two different things?
Nothing like the early afternoon sun streaming in. Fresh cup of coffee. Glorious. Oh, this is nice. Sitting in a cabin, alone with God, with a cup of coffee. Just me and God. And coffee. In the mountains with God. What could be better? Well, I guess I ought to read my Bible. Let's see here. What should I read here? Nope, I know. I'll pray first. Dear Lord, thank you for this time just to relax and to heal. Please guide me in this chance to be with you. And thank you for the chirping crickets. Quiet, serene. Okie doke, my Bible. All right, here we go. So let's see. 1 John. 1 John. Maybe I'll take a walk.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome to Jansen's Jewelers. May I help you?
Yes, please. I have two diamond rings that I'd like to have appraised.
Oh, may I see them?
Of course. Here you are.
These are very impressive.
Oh, yes. I believe they may be from the Pomona Mine of South Africa.
Yes, I believe so. I need to take these back into my workshop to fully evaluate them. Will you come this way?
Oh, certainly. I understand these diamonds are quite rare.
Yes, if they are genuine Pomona diamonds.
I suppose that's what we're about to find out.
In here, if you will.
Oh, thank you. Is it customary to close and lock the door?
Security.
Oh.
Now, what are you trying to pull?
I beg your pardon?
You have the look all the way down to the round glasses and pretentious vest.
It's actually called a waistcoat, and I have no...
You're the Pomona Diamond Scam Artist.
What? I am not.
Yeah. Well, we'll see about that. Take this.
Are you actually trying the Vulcan neck pinch on me?
Hold still. It works when Spock does it.
Ow. I can assure you, sir, that the Vulcan neck pinch is pure science fiction. Physiologically, it doesn't...
Oh, so it does work. Good. Now, just how unpleasant shall we make things for you? Very unpleasant, I think.